Grace and peace to you this morning from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I wonder how many of you like riddles. Riddles can be fun, but also very challenging. Let's try one that I didn't do too well on this week. What is it? Someone makes it but has no need of it. Someone buys it but does not personally use it. Someone uses it but does not see it or feel it. What is it? Well, I didn't get it. It's a coffin. You probably found that puzzling. You see, the people that make coffins don't have need of them themselves. They sell them to funeral homes. And the homes that buy them, the owners, don't plan to personally use them. And the people they put in them can neither see them or feel them. Likewise, the disciples were puzzled by some words Jesus spoke to them, recorded in our gospel reading for this day. He said, "A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me." Our Lord could have added a third one. "Another little while, and you will see me no longer." We are in the fifth Sunday of Easter, but this reading comes from Maundy Thursday night. It's much easier to understand as we look back, isn't it? The first, "in a little while," meant that on the very next day, Jesus would go to his death. The disciples would see him beaten, hanging on a cross, dead. And then they would see him no longer as the giant stone was rolled up against the grave door, shutting it off. Now, Jesus had earlier told the disciples that this departure was for their benefit, but they seemed either unwilling or unable to grasp that. It left them full of sorrow, afraid, and with lives filled with despair. They did not realize that Jesus' death was necessary for their redemption and the gift of eternal life, did they? We shouldn't be too hard on them. How often in our own lives, when things go wrong, do we not fully trust in our great God, who can bring victory or good out of even the worst of situations? But again, a little while, it would be just 3 days later. And by that time, Jesus had descended into hell to declare his victory over Satan and risen victorious from the dead. And soon, the disciples and hundreds of others saw him again. And their defeated, despairing lives were filled with joy at his victory over death. But we remember this, that following his resurrection, just about 40 days after Easter, another little while, his disciples would not see him again. Jesus would return to his Father in his ascension. And our text tells us that some of his disciples kept asking, what does he mean? By a little while. We don't understand what he is saying. And Jesus knew that. And so he said, are you asking one another what I meant when I said, in a little while you will see me no more, and then after a little while you will see me? I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will be turned into joy. Our Lord also used the example of a mother giving birth to a child. A mother usually has some pain and discomfort when the time of the birth has come. But when the baby is born, she can usually forget all about that anguish and hard labor. That's because the anguish has been replaced with joy. Because a precious child has been born into the family and into the world. These words of Jesus have significance for us today. For we too have our little whiles of our lifetime. We have times when things are not going as well as we think they should. Or maybe even the bottom seems to have fallen out of our life and things are really going badly. That happened to the disciples, didn't it? And in all likelihood, it will happen to many of us. Note what Jesus added. He says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. William Fry, a retired Episcopal bishop from Colorado, tells this story. He says, when I was a younger man, I volunteered to read to a student named John, who was blind. And he got to know this John pretty well, and one day he felt comfortable enough to ask him, John, how did you lose your sight? A chemical explosion, John said, at the age of 13. May I ask how that made you feel? William Fry asked. John replied, like life was over. I felt helpless. I hated God. For the first 6 months, I did nothing to improve my lot in life. I would eat all my meals alone in my room. And one day, my father entered the room and said, John, the winter is coming. And the storm windows need to be put up. That's always been your job. And I want them hung by the time I get back this evening, or else. And his father then turned and walked out of the room, closed the door rather hard. And John relates this. I got so angry. I thought, who does he think I am? I am blind. I was so angry. I'll show him. I will try and do it. And I felt my way to the garage. I found the windows, located the necessary tools, even found the ladder. All the time muttering under my breath, I'll show them. I'll fall. And then they will have both a blind and a paralyzed son. But here's the thing. I eventually got the windows up. I found out later that never at any moment was my father further away from my side than 4 or 5 feet. You see, the benefit of the resurrection speaks to us again today. Whatever you go through, wherever you are, whatever task God calls you to undertake, whatever heartbreaks you experience, because Jesus is alive, He is never at any moment away from your side. I am sure the disciples were disappointed when Jesus left them to ascend into heaven. We sometimes have trouble fully understanding why the Lord does the things that He does. But it wasn't really going to make all that much difference. For Jesus had told them, "Lo, I am with you always, to the end of the age." And those words were written and meant for us also. Our joys on this earth can often be fleeting. But in a little while, it will no longer be so. John 16:22 speaks to us also. So when it says, "So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy." With Jesus as our partner, our friend, our companion, we live out our life on this earth and we trust in Him to take us to a much better place, to a life that never ends and is the best one can possibly have. We have had our failures, every one of us. We have not always had the right priorities. But God still loves us. And He has chosen us to be His children, to enjoy His presence and the rewards of eternal life forever. Our destiny is not based on how many successes we have had, but on the victory over death won by Christ Jesus. And so we say again this morning the words from the Apostle in the Holy Scriptures, "Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Amen.